Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where we won't be beat by the heat.
Unless we go outside.
Yeah, right. Unless we step outside. Right. I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Hi.
Hello, brother.
How goes it?
You know what? I'm a little warm.
Right.
But as a wise man once said, I won't be beat by the heat.
Hey.
I'm just going to sweat a lot.
Right. And be sad.
Right. Well, if this is your first time listening, welcome.
Wow.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We do this show every week. We do it for you. For your amusement.
True.
And if you like what you hear, if you want to, you know, hang out with us some more, you can follow us on our socials.
Wow, you should definitely do that.
The links to those are down in the description. And as always, we've got a good show for you today. We're going to give you an update on our 2021 goals that we set at the beginning of this year. We are halfway through the year now, a little over halfway.
Yes, a little bit of accountability.
Yeah, there's going to be some accountability. But we'll get into that in just a minute, because before we do that, we've got some stuff to take care of.
It's the word of the week.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It has returned.
Why can't it just go away and never come back?
But then we wouldn't be able to get to hear that awesome guitar riff before that.
That's true. Well, I mean, we can assign that to something else.
How about instead, on this week, on Word of the Week, Cody, your word is cacorophobia.
First of all, bless you. So, first of all, I recognize the word phobia.
Right.
Correct. So, I do know that it is a fear of something.
Correct.
Say the word again.
Cacorophobia.
Cacora. That, for some reason, reminds me of like a cocoon.
Okay.
So I'm thinking like, you know, butterfly, caterpillar,
okay,
something like that. So what I'm going to say, if I may.
Please do.
Is, could it be the fear of running into a cocoon?
Cody. That is incorrect.
I don't believe you.
Cacorophobia is the fear of, correct?
Uh-huh.
Failure or defeat.
So I have
cacorophobia about word of the week.
Yeah. Because anytime I hear the jingle and anytime I know it's coming, it's just like, so that's what I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cacorophobia.
So what is it? What is the definition, or rather, what is the term for when that fear is realized? Because that's what I am all the time.
I'm not sure. Maybe that'll be another word of the week.
That should be your next one. Not that we should do a next one.
Right.
But if we do.
Hey, well then, look, if you remember this, then you'll have a little hint for next time.
There we go. All right. Let's get into it, brother.
Let's do it.
So I went back and listened to the episode. Same. Just to get a refresher.
Right.
And took notes as I did that.
If I was, you like, would like, wow, what babies?
Right. If you would like to do that, listener, you are more than welcome to do that, just as long as you promise to come back.
Pinky promise.
You got to promise to come back and share this update episode with us. Brother, would you like to go first, or would you like for me to go first?
I would like for you to go first.
I would also like to go first. That's how that works around here.
Right.
So I had separated my goals into two categories. I had spiritual goals first.
Right.
And then I had physical goals. My first spiritual goal, without further ado, was I need to get better at casting my cares on the Lord.
Hey, glory.
After further review, I can honestly say I have done somewhat better.
Really?
Yeah, but I still have much room to grow.
Well, I mean, don't we all?
Yeah, we do. But you know, for me, like,
for something that you had set out for a specific goal.
Yeah. And I feel like that as things happen, it becomes more and more evident to me. It's like, okay, I feel like I'm doing good. It's like, yeah, I haven't really worried about, you know, stuff in a while. And then something will happen, and my initial response is still that, oh no, I gotta fix it. I gotta do this.
Right.
Gotta do that. And then the Lord does help me.
Yeah.
You know, it kicks in. It's like, okay, you know what? God's got this. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to stand back and try not to worry. I'd wish that fight was easier.
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was easier to just not worry about it.
Right.
So I am doing better, but I have room to go.
Well, excellent. Well, mine in that same vein was just in being more consistent, being more like just more everything, you know, mm-hmm. like just doing more. And I feel like, and you'll hear more of an example in our goals later on, that I feel like I genuinely have done that. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, not to the point that I would like, but I definitely have prioritized that time alone with the Lord and had that early morning time set aside for Him.
Yeah.
And that has definitely paid off for sure. There have been some things in the past year that I've just kind of like had questions about, like where is this going to go? How is this going to work out? And the Lord, through prayer and the reading of His word, will show me like, okay, this is why this is happening kind of thing. And it's like, ooh, yes, Father.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Worthy. So yeah, worthy to be praised.
To be praised.
Yeah. So I am, I don't even want to say content. I'm proud.
You're pleased with your progress.
I'm pleased with progress, but I'm ready for more. I'm ready to, you know, do better. Like we've already said it once, but I'm glad that's why we have these mid-year checkups, because it genuinely does keep me accountable.
Yeah.
I remember last year, it felt good to be able to knock off a lot of goals. And this is another year where I would like to do that.
Yeah. And the thing to keep that I had to remember when I was listening back to the old goals, not the old goals, but the previous episode where we discussed it, is some of these goals you'll see we've done, but then there's some of them that we haven't done, but we still have half a year to get those things done.
Yes.
In order to meet quota.
Right. Like, even if we panic on the mid-year update, it's like, okay, we still got 6 months left.
Yeah. So, moving right along with that, my next spiritual goal was to continue our home Bible studies.
Yes.
And to prioritize inviting guests.
Yes.
Now, we had mentioned it in the last episode that because of reasons, we had to take a break.
Right.
But we have recently been given the okay to resume our Bible studies, which we did.
Successfully.
And we did something we've never done before, mm-hmm. which is we had one in our public park.
Yes. Very, and, very good decision.
It was great. There were visitors in the park.
In the vicinity, within earshot.
Right, that heard what was being said.
Yes,
So that was successful. And then we had a situation happen after that that we unfortunately don't have time to get into today, but perhaps later we can go into that. But I would say this
all
is...
All good things.
Yeah, this is all good things. And this is a goal that I can say we are doing.
Yes.
It is going well. And we're thankful for that.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you had categorized yours in a way to where you had, like, I think double what I had.
Yeah,
I think yours was two, every two I would go. So,
yeah.
So
I have another one here,
yes,
right?
Yes, as you should.
Okay. So the next one I have was have more focused prayer, specifically for the backslider.
Yeah.
So with this one here, I'm kind of like something, and I'm kind of in the same mode that you were in earlier, is I'm happy with the progress I've made so far, but I am by no means like done, you know?
So for me in this aspect, and it's not that I don't have this as my own goal, but like mine were a lot more generalized than yours were. But in this aspect, of course, that's been something that's been on my mind as well. And that whenever Brother Dobbs would talk about and urge for us to pray for a backslider or to get somebody on my mind, I would like have to scan my mind for the Lord to lay somebody on my heart.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't know backsliders.
Right.
It's just that because, and just being real, you know, this is like we said, this is accountability. It's not that I actively was praying for them like every single day, you know, so they weren't constantly on my mind. Well, it's become more so the forefront of my mind,
mm-hmm.
because every time like it's like pressed or brought up or like even just throughout the week, I'm like, okay, like praying for this person.
Yeah.
This is the person that the Lord's laid on my heart, you know? And so I would say the same, like mm-hmm. I'm happy with some progress, but like ready for
ready to go.
Yes, more ready for more and for sure. Absolutely.
I feel that, bro. So was that okay? So it's, I see. I have here my list got a little scattered here.
I know, me too.
I'm looking at it at a weird angle, and it's like messing me up. I'm just gonna look at it the way I want to.
Yeah.
So the next one I had was develop more of a servant's heart.
Yes.
So I think I can honestly and confidently say that I have gotten better, but I'm not satisfied, and here's why. There are still situations, and it does depend on the situation, which may be a problem within itself. But there are situations when the opportunity presents itself to be a servant and to exercise that, and I still will feel an initial internal resistance.
Yeah.
And to me, I don't want to feel that. I want to just move into that, operate in that, be that, and not have such an internal. Now, I know that some of it, you're human and it's going to happen.
Right.
But in a general sense, I would love for it to be like he is so in control in that area that it just kind of is part of what I do.
Yeah.
So again, I've gotten better, but like many things we've already said, there's more room to go.
Right. Absolutely. For me, that was pretty much the main stuff that I had in the spiritual aspect.
Same. That was my last spiritual goal.
Well, moving to the physical, in our podcast from the beginning of the year, I then talked about the continuation of my weight loss and things of that nature, and just like physical goals for the year. I didn't go into too much detail, but earlier in this episode, I have brought up, you know, about the prioritizing and things of that nature. Not that I don't prioritize being healthy or taking care of myself or anything like that. I just don't want to ever prioritize it over time with God.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to prioritize it over prayer or reading time. And sometimes I don't want to get up at 4 a.m. to go to the gym.
Rightfully so.
So if I'm going to get up at 5, I would like to spend that time in prayer and reading the word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Now, if I get up early enough to do both, excellent.
Then by all means.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Because if I don't do it in the morning time, there's basically no time for me to do it.
There is zero time.
Right. I just, with how far away I work and with all the things that I'm involved in and have prioritized in my life, it's just not there. So if I have time to do it in the morning, excellent. If not, oh well, my Christ comes first.
But you're still making throughout the day, like you're making smart choices in diet still. Right. So even if you take the gym out of it, I would say just from an outside perspective that you're still doing well with the health stuff.
Right. Well, and it's not that I'm just like going to like get 15 meals from 15 different restaurants and eating them in one sitting.
You settled for 10.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like progress.
Right.
No, but like I said, if I'm up and I only have a little bit of limited time, I'm proud to say that I'm going to spend that time with the Lord instead. So even though I'm not going to be the discount version of Vin Diesel yet, I can at least say that I have cultivated time with my Christ.
Bro, if you get his voice, I'm going to have to like step up my game because that dude has a great voice. His voice sounds like it has an effect on it. So so that's where we're at. So physical goals. Here's where I kind of like, hang my head a little low. Mm-hmm. So the first one on my list is fix the back doors.
Oh my.
I told you how I broke the back doors.
Right.
Trying to ease them shut. I sat on the floor and I didn't kick it closed. I just kind of eased it in such a way that it just kind of like folded.
Right.
And it did.
Eased.
This has not been done. The fixing of the back doors has not been done.
But it hasn't like decreased your quality of life.
So. Not as bad as it could. I mean, it would be nice to be able to like exit the back of my home.
Right. Yeah.
But it's still like that requires funds.
Right.
It's like, and then it requires time. And it's very inconvenient. But it does need to be done. And there's 6 months left. So don't at me. Let's see here. My next one I had was get different chairs for the kitchen table.
That has that happened?
This has not been done.
No, okay.
What you're thinking of is those metal blue chairs.
Yeah.
Those are for the table outside that we brought inside for extra seating during Bible studies. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the kitchen chairs,
yeah,
those are still the same.
Well, furniture's expensive.
It is.
Especially with the price of like wood and stuff right now.
Well, and the problem is that Sarah loves those chairs.
Yeah.
But I extremely hate them so much.
They look great.
But they're not intended to sit on.
They're so unsafe.
Yeah, they're so unsafe.
Like I feel great fear and apprehension whenever I go to sit down at those chairs.
I don't sit at those chairs for that reason. Right. It's like they make for a great picture, but not a great experience.
I feel that. So, well, I'm kind of in the same vein right now with my house.
Yay!
At the podcast, that first episode, we had mentioned that I got my house, well, throughout the year became official, paying water, paying lights, all that good stuff.
Rent.
Right, rent. Yes. I wanted to make progress on fixing some things around the house, and I can say that I have knocked a wall down.
Yeah.
So I have connected both sides of the house. I have double the room that I had before.
Praise God.
I've been able to organize things accordingly. I got a decent sized dining room table in there. Like everything is good and things of that nature. Now the hard stuff comes.
Right.
But that...
The expensive
that stuff. Also requires funds right. and time, which
both of which we have little
short supply. Exactly. Yes. Well, also car, you know, transportation takes place over that.
Yeah.
So fixing cars and stuff is pretty important.
Most definitely.
Right. But nonetheless, progress
was made.
Progress was made.
And that's just in the first 6 months.
Exactly.
So
We
still got six more months.
This whole thing is going to be us like, now we got 6 months.
Don't add us.
Right.
Unless you want to. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
So the next one I have, speaking of finances, is we had talked about how we want to get a better hold on finances.
Yes.
We had planned originally at the beginning of the year, as you heard us mention in that episode, that we were talking about doing the whole Dave Ramsey plan.
Yeah, I meant to ask about that.
Well, it hasn't happened.
Okay.
But it hasn't been like something we've avoided.
Yeah.
It literally, like, we were genuinely talking about it back then. And then I don't have to convince you of how busy we are.
Right, right, right.
Other stuff has just been like at the forefront of
right.
This has been a crazy year for all of us
yeah.
for a lot of different reasons. And it just really hasn't been the forefront of our mind.
Right.
Now,
right.
thanks to that STEMI, it kind of helped us out throughout this year, which has been great. And we've been able to be smart with that. But we haven't fully committed to the Dave Ramsey thing. Like, I would still like to, and I'm sure that if I were to talk to Sarah, she would be in agreement as well. We just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
But we have done better with, as far as like in a general sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course mine is in that same vein, being the finances, things of that nature. I'm not a millionaire. Sorry, guys. But
wait, you're not?
No.
Well, what about those checks we wrote?
Oh no.
Oh no.
No,
well,
but
that's gonna be bad.
Right. Contrary to popular belief. No, I'm not a millionaire, but I have not done poorly. Like, I have my house.
Yeah.
I'm paying those bills. I'm not like, oh Lord, like,
yeah,
please don't take my home.
Right. Kind of
thing, you know, thank God. So I think that is a big step from my past experience with finances.
For sure.
So again, even though we're not, you know, right where we want to be, we're not where we don't want to be.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
So yeah, I am excited about that. But my actual goal, like, finances was extremely generic, but the actual goal topic, I don't know what generalization was, like my job and stuff.
Yeah.
I've done good at my job. I do my job.
Yeah.
But as far as like anything crazy, it's kind of just been, you know, work and then do what I gotta do kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So that one is where I kind of hang my head, not in shame, but just kind of like
frustration.
Yeah, just there's a lot going on there.
Yeah,
you know. So
well, I was listening back to it, and I was thinking, like, me personally,
yeah,
is when I was listening to you talking about this part of it, I was like, you know, it's hard to seek out stuff like that,
yeah,
when you actively have a full-time job that you're trying right. to maintain,
yeah,
while looking into the stuff you were talking about looking into.
Well, and now that you're bringing that up, like, in that regard, I have made some progress. Like, I have some plans, but not really any steps have been made other than praying, which is a good step.
Yeah.
But there's been some, like, come to Jesus meetings about some stuff. There's been some potential ideas about some stuff. Other than that, like, the main only thing accomplished is prayer, which is great. Prayer can do wonders.
Oh, most definitely.
But as far as physical movement, not much, per usual.
Right. Well, we try not to move too right. much, you know, for obvious reasons.
Right.
And it creates obvious results.
Right.
So the next two that I have, I'm personally very excited about.
Okay.
Very excited to get to these. Get a storage shed.
Yes.
We have a storage shed now.
I need to get my table out of.
Yeah. Well, it's not the table.
You know, right, no.
Because this table right here is...
It's a table.
It's a table, just like all other tables.
Right.
Because this is the table. So, crazy story, and I'll just give you the nutshell version. We got new neighbors.
Yeah.
And Sarah and I went over there to meet them, and unfortunately, the wife wasn't there, but the man was. And so, we were able to meet him, and a very nice guy, just really, really cool folks. And we're standing there talking with him, and he just moved in, but he got the house, like... fully furnished, including three sheds of varying sizes.
Wow.
And he just asked us, he was like, hey, do you guys need a shed? And we were like,
yeah,
we've been, you know, we're currently storing up here in Wiggins, and we plan on buying one. We just haven't got around to it yet. And he turns around and points to this little shed, and he's like, well, this one right here, he said, there's nothing wrong with it, but I have no use for it, as you can see. And I'm thinking he's going to say, I'll sell it to you for a good price.
Right.
He said, you guys are more than welcome to have it if you want.
Wow.
And
praise the Lord.
We try really hard to not be like, you know.
Yes, immediately. Give it to me now.
Right. We were trying not to like shout for joy right then. But we were like, oh my goodness. Well, I mean.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Like, are you sure? Like, because if you're sure, then we would really be grateful for it. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. He said, and as far as moving it and stuff, he said, I don't even need to be here. You know, y'all can just do whatever you got to do. And it's fortunate because. I happen to have access to people who move portable buildings for a living. And so Trey and I came over here, and he dedicated one of his Saturday mornings to come over and help me. And Steven allowed us to use his equipment. And so thankful to those guys for sure. But yeah, long story short, we have a shed, and it was free.
Yes.
And the craziest thing, and this is the last detail I'll give about the shed. But it's just crazy how the Lord works.
Right.
The shed didn't have anything. It had a few things in it, but it wasn't like stuff we kept. We took it back to them.
Yeah.
But if you walk into the shed and you turn to your left, there's shelves.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn and act like you're going to walk out the doors over to the right side now, there's a little bitty like cubby hole where the front wall and the side wall shelves meet.
Yeah.
Laying right there on a beam was one of those little bicycle license plate tags.
Yep.
And it had a name on it, and the name was Cody.
Oh, yeah, I remember
And
that.
It was a Louisiana tag.
How crazy. So,
and obviously, I'm your friend, Cody, and Sarah's from Louisiana. Yeah. It was just like, wow. Like, you know what you're doing.
Right. But like, now you just showing
now
out.
Now you just being like, you just being silly.
Right.
So
you're silly. Yeah.
So that was a huge blessing to us. Thankful for that. This next one was collab with other podcasts. Mm-hmm. And we started the Spotlight series here. And
we need to do another one soon.
We have been reaching out to people behind the scenes. Of course, everyone's busy. They have their schedules.
Right.
And I've spoken to a few different apostolic creators, and we are working stuff out. It's just a matter of schedules aligning. So we do plan to have another I started saying another issue of Spotlight, another episode of Spotlight in the near future. Just know that that is being worked on. But yeah, that's a really cool thing where we are bringing attention in the way that we can
to apostolic content.
To apostolic content, yes. that you need to know about.
Yes, absolutely. So
that's fun, and we're collaborating.
Feel free to go check out that episode.
Yes, you should do that.
Good episode. Good people.
Some would say uncommon people.
Yes. So my other goal or topic or however we're labeling these, we
goals, Tyler.
Yes, we're goals. Thank you.
Goals.
Thank you. Generalized goal. I kind of already touched on, and that was establishing something to make a difference. I have a much more solid plan, of which one of the things is supposed to be taking place during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, there's something I'm trying to decide on it that may be coming up in a future episode. Who knows? We may be talking about it. So keep an eye out for that.
I don't know what it is.
He does not.
I wasn't saying that because I know. I'm curious.
I'm ready for this conversation, but that won't be taking place today. So you'll have
Tyler's resigning.
Yes. Oh. No, that's not what he said.
Please don't.
So yeah, that we've touched on it, but that we'll save the details for later.
Good, let's do that. So I have two more.
Okay.
And so do I need to do these two in a row?
Let me go ahead and do my next one, and then you can do the next two.
Okay, cool.
So one of mine was to finish a song, and finish writing a song, and make steps towards recording. I have.
Yeah,
you did. I have finished one and a half, almost two. I finished two, but they're tentative to change. They're technically finished, but they're not completed.
But they're not like...
Should I reverse that? They're technically completed, but not finished?
They're technically finished, but they're not completed to your standards.
Yes, exactly. Like, there's some adjustments that need to be made, some extra instrumentals that need to be made, some timing that needs to be checked and stuff like that. But regardless, it's done. Super excited, super proud. The recording thing, the only steps I've made towards that is following Vanquish Studios on Instagram. So,
well, like I said, I mean, we have the technology.
That has also been noted as well.
Just let me know.
Right. Super excited.
And now you have a keyboard, so you got them keys on lock.
That has been a huge help. I would like to thank our government for sending the STEMI.
Thanks, Obama.
Right. Wow. Thanks, Obama.
Right.
Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, let's see. That's it.
Okay. So the next one, as I had said, that at some point I would love to video a podcast, like do an episode on video. But I also said, obviously we haven't done it yet.
Yes.
Whether it be for the public or on Patreon, we haven't done it. But we also stated in the original episode that if it was something that you'd want to see, let us know, and we would prioritize it. I'll just say there's been no reason to prioritize it. So we just really haven't put any thought into it because there's so much more going on.
Well, we tried some weird food, and was this year, right?
Yeah, that was this
year. Yeah, we did record that.
Yeah, we did. But what I was talking about is
an actual full video,
like a recorded like episode. A video that could go up on like YouTube, multiple angles. Clean audio.
Right.
This was just
none of that.
Yeah. This was just us like holding a phone
switching back and forth
while
and
one
stuff.
Of us while the other gagged. And,
right. Just ugh, gross.
But
yeah, we're making steps towards that maybe.
Again, if you want to see it, let us know.
Yes.
I just really don't feel like putting in the effort if no one's going to watch it.
True.
That's just being transparent.
True.
Don't want to do it.
Well, just before you move on, we had made also a little comment about having it potentially animated. And
yeah.
I have started drawing again.
Yeah, he has.
And I am having a wonderful time. I haven't sent you this picture yet, but I have a little rough draft outlying sketch of us.
Oh, really?
Recording, yes.
I'm
making progress.
I would keep telling him, like, he'd send me these, like, amazing pictures he's drawn, and I'm just like, this is so cool. You should draw a picture of us sitting and podcasting, and then he would send a picture of, like, a raccoon, and I'm like, that's so good. You should draw a picture of us
podcasting. My thing about drawing, like a reoccurring character is the consistency in that design in different positions and stuff. So yeah. I could come up with a design for an original character or something, but then whenever it's like they're shifting angles or in action positions, I can draw it, but the similarities, you know, start to become further and further apart from the original.
Well, you know what's dope about that?
Computer animation?
Well, there are apps where you can it shows you like the layer, the previous layer.
Yeah, I definitely.
And you can just change like small things instead of having to redraw the whole character.
I would love to get to that point. Here lately, I've just been using good old lined paper
and a number two pencil.
I got not criticized, but I got scolded for using lined paper. Like she's like, "This is
why?"
Well, because it's just a bunch of lines through the picture.
Yeah, but that's how we grew up drawing.
It wasn't criticized like,
but it was a comment.
Yeah, it was like, don't draw on lined paper. I'm like, I was at work. I mean, I was somewhere.
I was somewhere that had lined paper. Right. I mean,
right. See previous explanation of work goals.
Prisons.
Right.
I suppose. Oh, man. Okay, so I have the last one here on my list.
I have one more after that.
So, I still got to do something about those flower beds. Haven't yet. The flower beds are still very much in the same condition they were in.
Yeah.
We do know, we have talked about it. In fact, we talked about this just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Sarah found something and showed me, like, this would go good in our flower beds. And I was like, yes, we should, like, do that because it would be great. It is fake plants.
Nice.
Like outdoor fake plant. And it was like one of those videos where like the audio over it is those guys going, no one's gonna know. They're gonna know.
How would they know?
And it was like these flower bed looked amazing. Yeah. And then the person just like walks over to it and just picks it up, and there's this long plastic stem that's just like sticking in the ground. Jeez. But it looked great.
Yeah.
It looked like super realistic. So anyway, not saying we will do that.
Yeah.
I would personally love to. But the flower beds in the current state they're in, hate it so much.
Nick and Kimberly, our father.
Kimberly is not our father.
Correct.
Nick is our father.
Correct. They should go into a flower bed arranging service.
Agreed.
Because theirs is immaculate.
Amazing.
It is fantastic. And they got all the stuff from Lowe's and did it themselves. From what I understand, it's not an easy task.
Oh, no, it's not.
But I feel like if they were compensated accordingly, that they would do
nor
it.
Nor is it cheap.
No.
But the good news is, even if a tornado comes through and messes it up, they can fix it.
Well, even still, it's proven that it's barely messed it up.
Yeah.
Like, they've maintained it extremely well.
But apparently, if hypothetically, like a tree falls on it or something.
Right. Yeah, they've proven they have the ability to landscape and maintain.
They can do that.
They are to do that.
Agreed.
I have a plant that I almost killed, and I sat him outside to not to thrive, but to live his last days.
Him.
Yes, him. I set him outside to live his final days because I was like, okay, this ugly thing is looking nasty in my house. I'm just going to set it outside.
That's what Sarah says about me.
Stop it. Stop it.
This ugly thing.
I set it outside just like...
She does not say that.
Kind of procrastinating on when to dispose of him.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, it's been like 3 months. And he's like thriving now.
Living his best life.
Yeah, he's like... grown significantly, like he's growing out of the pot. I'm probably gonna have to replace. I didn't even know succulents grew to that extent. Like it's like half succulent, half like some other kind of plant. I don't know. It's like a weird collage, but it looks dope and it's growing, and I'm super excited about it.
I'm gonna ask you a question. You can choose not to answer it. What's his name?
I am going to put that on Instagram and ask help with naming him.
So there's another reason to go follow.
Yes,
Tyler. His current handle is Tyler Weiler Reyes.
Yes, Tyler Weiler Reyes.
So go follow him on Instagram and help him.
Please.
Come up with a name.
Please do.
What if it was dying because Mochi was like secretly poisoning it?
Stop it. I wouldn't doubt it.
He was like,
probably got jealous.
There's only room for one of us.
Right, there's only room for one child. And it's
not going to be you.
That's probably the real reason why he looks up through the door anytime, like, I see him when I'm outside. He's probably just trying to find that plant.
Right.
Not looking for me
to
go home.
I smell you out there.
Right.
I know you're still here.
Right. Nah, my actual last goal was to manage my many new hobbies better.
Yeah, you were talking a lot about time management.
Yes, I have read several books.
Oh, good.
I have learned several songs on several different instruments.
Yeah.
I have, I made another scarf. I
really?
Did, yeah.
I missed this one.
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell anybody because crocheting is not exactly something I'm like super proud of, but like I'm not like super like, I crochet, but I did. Yeah. And I made a scarf.
And now we're talking about it.
Here we go. For dozens of people. For dozens of people here. Whatever, haters. There's a story behind it. But
there is.
Leave me alone. Anyway, I have also enjoyed the hammock. I have
floated
down a creek multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I have disc golfed well. I have cooked several new dishes and have enjoyed those. What else? I feel like there's something else. I've finished a song, you know?
You've also started, since the beginning of the year, you started lessons.
I did. I've started voice and piano lessons, and recently I've been given the honor to be able to do that for people in the church, and to help in our music department and to give back to the church some way, you know. So I've really enjoyed that. That's been super fun and a great joy to be a part of.
And very well received.
Oh,
and
yes.
And effective.
Right. So, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thankful for that.
But yeah, I would say overall pretty successful.
Yeah.
Now there's some days where I'm just like,
boo,
bleh, and I just come home and I just lay before the Lord.
Yeah.
But more often than not, I feel like I've done a pretty good job at balancing, you know, the different things that I enjoy and want to accomplish. So I would say overall successful.
Good. So, and, and you still have half a year to go.
Yeah.
To get even better.
To get better at the other stuff.
What have we learned?
Have we learned anything?
I've learned to be like appreciative of the progress that I have made.
Absolutely,
you know,
I agree. Right?
Because you could choose to be critical of how far you haven't come,
right?
But I choose to instead, like I said, be appreciative of the progress that I've made.
Well, even still, looking from we're right now we're looking from January to like June, July,
yeah,
but. Looking at where we were several years ago.
Right.
Like, oh my goodness. Lord. Yeah.
If we were to do that comparison.
Exactly. This would be a much different podcast.
We'd be like having clap tracks going.
We don't think.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Speaking of amazing runs. This week on Drop the Bop, Cody, I'm going to bring one from a group that we love. Influence Music is the name of the group, and the song is God of the Ages. This group does another song that I believe we've recommended before called Breathe.
I think.
We breathe.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we haven't, we should. But I think
absolutely.
We have.
But it's a very, very good song. They're kind of a contemporary band, but their lead singer
is a beast.
He is a beast.
He's so good.
It's one of those things that if they didn't have him, it would very much be Hillsong-y,
like
acoustic guitar, four chords.
Boo.
Right, exactly. But the words have been great. His vocals are off the chain. I literally showed a couple of my friends on this particular album, songs number 1, 3, 4, and 7, and like we just had goosebumps the whole time.
Wow.
Like just the vocal ability and the words and just all of it together. Very, very good album so far.
Yeah.
But definitely a good song, God of the Ages. I definitely recommend you check that out. That will be on our Instagram and our highlights for Apple Music and Spotify.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod, leave us a review on Apple Podcast, and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.